Now, turn to test 2, questions 7 to 11. Look at the 5 statements for this task. You will listen to an interview. Decide if each statement is true or false. For questions 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true, according to the text, and F if it is false. Now, you will have 20 seconds to look at the statements for task 2. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My first experience of summer camps was really unforgettable. I was 10 and it was my first time of living without my family. I remember that exciting moment at the railway station when my whole family came to see me off. It looked like a family celebration of my birthday as all of them hugged me tightly and presented me with lots of useful things. And I felt delighted, looking forward to an adventurous trip and something unknown that should happen to me in the nearest 3 weeks. And then I remember that moment when I was in the compartment looking at them through the window, waving and smiling and trying to read their lips. I was surrounded with other kids whose parents tried to give their last recommendations, but we could hardly hear something but our voices and laughter. And in a minute the train started moving and our families first walked along the platform and then only trains and trees were seen from my berth. And at that moment I felt so lonely that I was about to weep. I closed my eyes and bit my lips, making huge efforts to stay calm and looked like a mature boy. And it wasn't an easy task at all. At that moment I didn't know how often I would have to pull myself together in order to go through that experience. I expected to taste the freedom, no parents, no rules. But what we had was completely different. Total rules and routines and no gadgets at all. After early wake up, we had to clean our room every day. And morning exercising on the sea was the most awful. No swimming, only running along the shore. Several times I got absolutely desperate. But I bit my lips and counted days till the end of the shift. So I barely waited to see my parents on the platform again on the day we returned home.
Now, listen again.
My first experience of summer camps was really unforgettable. I was 10 and it was my first time of living without my family. I remember that exciting moment at the railway station when my whole family came to see me off. It looked like a family celebration of my birthday as all of them hugged me tightly and presented me with lots of useful things. And I felt delighted, looking forward to an adventurous trip and something unknown that should happen to me in the nearest 3 weeks. And then I remember that moment when I was in the compartment looking at them through the window, waving and smiling and trying to read their lips. I was surrounded with other kids whose parents tried to give their last recommendations. But we could hardly hear something but our voices and laughter. And in a minute the train started moving and our families first walked along the platform and then only trains and trees were seen from my berth. And at that moment I felt so lonely that I was about to weep. I closed my eyes and bit my lips, making huge efforts to stay calm and looked like a mature boy. And it wasn't an easy task at all. At that moment, I didn't know how often I would have to pull myself together in order to go through that experience. I expected to taste the freedom, no parents, no rules. But what we had was completely different. Total rules and routines and no gadgets at all. After early wake up, we had to clean our room every day. And morning exercising on the sea was the most awful. No swimming, only running along the shore. Several times I got absolutely desperate. But I bit my lips and counted days till the end of the shift. So I barely waited to see my parents on the platform again on the day we returned home.
That is the end of task 2.